So, good evening. Thank you all for coming. My name is Kim Ashcroft. I lived in Millville for almost 30 years. I recently retired from Logan City Light and Power after 38 years. For the first time in my life, I feel I truly have the time to give back to the community that has given so much to me and my family. I'm not a politician, that's no secret, but I do bring real experience that I believe matter in this, for this job. My years working for the city in an entity gave me the firsthand knowledge of how the city infrastructure works. Water, power, roads, and the planning that keeps things running smoothly. As a foreman, I also learned how to manage crews, budgets, schedules, to project, to get projects done right and on time. I see those skills as directly useful to serve as mayor. My vision is simple. I want Millville to stay the kind of place that first drew us here. Safe, neighborly, full of country charm that makes us proud to call it home. I support thoughtful, slow, and steady growth. No dense subdivision development. We can preserve the charm while still planning responsibly for the future. As mayor, my priorities would be to keep Millville's identity intact, protect open space, and make sure decisions are guided by what residents truly want. At the end of the day, this isn't about politics for me. It's about people. It's about working together, listening, and making sure the direction we take, the values of our community. It would be an honor to serve alongside you as Millville's next mayor. Thank you. And I just want to say, I would love to hear from each and every one of you. So please come and see me. And if you can't see me tonight, my phone is always on and my door is always open.
Okay, one thing different maybe from Kim is I am not running for health reasons. It is not always an easy job to be mayor. In fact, we just had a meeting a couple hours ago with Hiram City to try to get the papers in line with what Millville wants in regards to the sewer and being able to send sewage to them. And so it's partly done. It was approved by their council. Now it needs to come to our council to be approved. You know, it's been a tough job. Our city's been a mess. And unfortunately, the contractors don't always listen to you. And so that hopefully soon will be over. I'd like to see that through. One of the reasons that I'm running is I'm very concerned about the older people, the people that are on fixed incomes, and the amount of money that we have to pay for the sewer, for the water, for all that. So one of the things that I'd like to do is try to continue to find outside help to pay those bills down so that we're not stressed so bad. Another thing is to watch taxes. Everybody wants tax money. I've been one to say, no, the older people can't afford it. When they have to sell their homes and do things, it's not very good. I also, as far as growth is concerned, controlled growth is very important. I know that, and I think we as a council and as mayor try to do that. The last thing that I'd like to do is we have people in our city that are struggling, that can't meet their bills, and they're behind. And so as mayor, I've talked to Corey about this. I'd like to start a hardship fund that we can put in and help some of these people that can't pay their bills. Because they get behind and the interest and all of the late fees end up being more than the bill. So anyway, that's it. I'll continue to serve if you want me.
Good evening. I'm Clay Wilker. I'm running for city council. So I just came from the Turning Point USA event up to the university, and I'll tell you, one of the beautiful things about Charlie Kirk was he could have civil discord with people who had different thoughts and ideas, right? And so one of the things in our city is I believe that we need to always treat the citizens better than what we currently creating out, right? I mean, it's not easy when you've got ordinances and laws that you're trying to update, but I think the way that we enforce those, the way that we deal with our citizens needs to get better. So my one of the reasons I'm running is I believe that that's something that we continuously need to get better with. So the new council, Dave talked a little bit about the new council and mayor have some real challenges, right? So this sewer is kind of a big issue. You know, a couple years ago, people were paying zero for their sewer stuff unless they had to pump their tank once in a while, right? Well, it's coming up soon now where it's gonna be about $1,200 a year, right around there. And there's some risks involved with that going higher, right? So I believe that I have ideas in a way that we can generate a tax base without having to raise, you know, property taxes, and without having to densify our city to be able to pay for that sewer that none of us wanted, by the way, none of us wanted. So I welcome you to come talk to me about that, I think we've got some ideas of how we can generate some tax revenue and keep all that busyness out of our city and keep it down by the highway. The last thing I'll say is, you know, my dad used to tell me, say, a smooth sailor never, or a smooth sea never made a skillful sailor. And so I think a lot of the things that we've learned, maybe the mistakes that we've made on the council, those are all things that help us become better and better as we go forward. So I hope that you'll consider my business acumen and my time on the city council when you consider, you know, the value of us going forward and leading the city. That's all I have. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming. My name is Jacob Ames. First thing I want you to know about me is that I am a husband and father of three young kids, and I love loving living in Millbrook. I am a civil engineer, is my profession. I work on roadway, drainage, utility, and water projects. That's my job. That's what I do 40, 50 hours a week. I am very familiar with infrastructure and the impacts that they can have on society and communities individually. I'm running for Millville City Council for the same reason that I chose a career in civil engineering, to problem solve and serve local communities. There are many interesting challenges that are going to come to Millville in the coming years, many of which pertain to growth. Millville has a small town identity and aspirations that our people love and that needs to be protected. Millville has a new sewer system with high costs affecting its citizens. Millville has a responsibility to respect and protect individual property rights. That is a duty of government. Millville also has a responsibility to plan ahead and guide for upcoming growth in a way that protects community and identity. This includes planning and zoning. Some people will say that you can't do both. You can't protect property rights and community. I say that we can. It will require diligent prioritization of infrastructure and community. It will require communication. It will require critical thinking. It will require problem solving. These are all things that I plan on providing for the city, and that is why I'm running for city council. I want to thank you all again for coming, and I hope that I get a chance to talk with you individually, find out what your personal concerns are, and we will be able to solve them together. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for coming tonight. My name is Darcy Ripplinger, and I am running for Millville City Council. I have lived in Millville nearly all my life and plan to stay here. My deep roots in Millville begin in the 1880s. I have six generations of family members who have either attended, taught at, or helped build Millville Elementary. I'm very proud of those things. I am the daughter of Doug and Luann Pearson, and I married a Millville native, Jacob Ripplinger. We have four beautiful children. In 2003, I graduated with a degree in psychology from USU. I am running for city council on the platform of three key issues: growth, transparency, and a desire to serve. Number one, growth. Growth is the next challenge for Millville. Growth will happen, and it needs to happen. I want to help shepherd growth in a way that matches our motto, country living at its finest. I would like to retain as much of our agricultural heritage and country feel as we can. I want to follow the general plan and survey. Serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission for nearly 7 years has prepared me to be an asset to the city in matters of growth. Number two, transparency. If elected, I would like to improve public access and engagement in the city government. I would like to improve clarity and access to agendas, minutes, and public meetings. In fact, at my table in the Commons area, I have a QR code set up and instructions to sign up to so that you can receive emails to all the city agendas. I commit to listening to the citizens and learning of their concerns because I don't claim to have all the answers or all the information yet. I would also like to have more geographic diversity among the elected officials, as most of them are on the north end of town. I currently live in Southeast Millville. Number three, this election cycle felt like the right time for me to take the next step in public service from the Planning and Zoning to the City Council. I see this as a pivotal time for our city, and I want to help create a city that we can be proud of in the next 20 to 30 years. I am concerned about a flood of development that could overwhelm our city and its infrastructure. As a city council member, I would work hard to make decisions that would preserve our identity. While Millville has some big bills to pay, I believe those bills can be paid without compromising our country charm. We have a great little town and people that care about each other. I'm ready to learn and get to work. Please come and chat with me after this meeting. Thank you.
First of all, thank you for coming tonight. I love that people are getting involved in city government. My name is Daniel Grange. A little bit about me. I grew up in the unincorporated area of the county. Most people would refer to it as College Ward, is where I call home. What I called home, excuse me. I call Millville home now, but me and my wife first moved here in 2007. And have been here ever since, and have three girls, just love being here in Millville. I've been fortunate enough to serve with Dave and Clay and the other city council members for 8 years now, and I've learned a ton. I don't feel I'm quite done yet. I have more to give. I have a desire to serve. I love being involved in the community. Both in politics and in sports. I coach girls wrestling here at Ridgeline and love being involved. Some of the things that why I'm not done, or I don't feel that I'm done, is we started this sewer project as a city council and as a city years ago. And even though the pipes are mostly in the ground, I don't feel the project's over. We, as a city council and city, has set aside money to repair the city, and obviously with onset of winter, it's not feasible to do at this time with roads and other things, and I want to see that through. To see the city put back together, to see it put back to as close to what it was as we can, and what I've enjoyed about Millville, which is country living at its finest, that attitude that we're able to enjoy our own property, whether it be having a few animals or you know, on a small town back door or backyard chicken farm, or whatever the case may be. I think that's what sets Millville apart, being okay to those kind of things, and I love that about Millville. Many other things, but I hope that as we disperse after this, that you can come. I have any questions, comments, concerns for me, I'd love talking Millville. Like Kim said, my door's always open, my phone's always on. So any comments, questions, concern, I'm happy to go there. Thank you.
Say something. Say nothing. Say nothing. Say nothing.